Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This summer, we tapped star quarterback Patrick Mahomes to be in a promo for Coors Light. Turns out, we overlooked the fact that he can't actually promote Coors Light.
It's a flashlight.
That's right. It's a flashlight, not a beer. Introducing the Coors Light. Coming in at 12 or 16 fluid ounces. Nothing beats the sturdy feeling of the Coors Light in your hand. The Coors Light is 100% flashlight and 0% adult beverage. It's perfect for camping trips or those warm summer nights spent with great friends. The Coors Light is made with high-quality steel, so it feels cold as the Rocky Mountains. To use a random analogy,
it's a quality flashlight.
This summer, sit back, chill, and crack open a The Coors Light. Get your The Coors Light today at thecoorslight.com while supplies last. All proceeds go to the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation. Coors Light, the official beer of everything unofficial.
To Africa, better known as Akubaland, peace and blessings to America, better known as Turtle Island. You're now on the front porch by Sister Bessie out of Lagos, Nigeria, by WBNN, Ngozi Time Multimedia, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Dial 516-453-913 to listen to the show. Press 1 to speak to me. The title of my show, Slap Your Face to an Awake. The world is at stake. Time to know who made the chaos to take us to a blood lake. Now, I have two subjects I want to talk about tonight. I have a list that I would like to do. And first, I'm going to talk about the Georgia Guidestones. Recently, the Georgia Guidestones, someone tried to blow the Georgia Guidestones up. So they damaged the Georgia Guidestones, and they had to take them down. Now, I would like to say this about it. What is a spell? An incantation, word, or formula, a state of compelling attraction, a bewitched state, trance to put under a spell. A spell can be in words. A spell can be written. A spell can be spoken. A spell can be done by combining chemicals. Many secret societies use words to cast spells upon the world. This is why many of our leaders around the world came from the same sources, such as learning institutions, such as colleges, and many came from the same bloodline. They dug and dug around the world for power, and when they found the power, it was placed in private collections, private hands. So only they would be able to harness the power. This is why you see the same symbols in media, corporations, in advertising, in movies, in children's cartoons, which is a component of spell casting. Like the dollar bill that has spider webs and a hidden owl. Also, you'll find a pyramid with words beneath. The world has been under a spell for ages. Like, for example, George Washington using corn and oil on the cornerstone that was placed in Washington, D.C. These things has been done to control the world. This is why the days of the week are named after their gods. While they cast spells, they travel the world, giving Jesus to everyone. Why they were the Magi's from the beginning, which the word actually means magician. The Georgia Guidestones was a spell against the whole world. Now it has been destroyed. It was written in 50 languages. The same entities that have chaos around the world caused now are suffering by the power of Mother Earth. There are mudslides, floods, mostly in European countries. There has also been floods in other states in America. According to what I've read and studied, American prophecies, the America is to be broken up in 10 parts, according to the prophecy I've read. There was a news station I was watching that made fun of someone blowing up the stones, the Georgia Guidestones. My opinion is that the stones that they call America's Stonehenge was a spell against the whole world. There's an old saying that words have power. Also, it may be when you write them to cause harm. The Georgia Guidestones, a granite monument that stood in Albert County, Georgia, United States, from 1980 to 2022. They were 19 feet and 3 inches 1980 to 2022, also known as America's Stonehenge, unveiled March 22 in 1980. The person that erected the stones had a secret name, R.C. Christian. This man went to Alberton to search of both a granite fern to execute the design. This person, that synonym, chosen because it represented his own beliefs and those of the organization that planned and funded the project. Christian's real name and the true identity of his organization are unknown. The area chosen in close proximity to what the Cherokee Indians call Ayalayolohi, the center of the world, the land that Georgia, my apologies. Oh my God. This monument was placed in Georgia. Also, the secret oath of America called Protective Associate, 1893. This is a secret oath of secret order. This oath is against the Catholic Church. This society was Protestants. From Documents of America of Catholic History, T. Ellis, Willington, D.E., 1956, 500 to 501. You also have the Jesuit Oath against the heretics, and the heretics are considered us. According to what I've read, there are about 68 secret societies in America. Also, the Catholic priests of the Jesuits have an oath against the heretics. Now, I want to also tell you about that was made years ago. They will search the pages of history in vain to find a single instance where the common people of any land have ever declared themselves in favor of the gold standard. They can find where the holders of fixed investments have declared for a gold, but not for the masses. If they dare to come out in the open field and defend the gold standard as a good thing, we will fight them to the uttermost. We will answer their demands for a gold standard by saying to them, you shall not press down upon the brow of labor. This crown of thorns, you shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold. So they use the representative of Jesus' crown in this. This is said by William Jennings Bryan, Democratic National Convention, July the 9th, 1896. It is well that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be revolution before tomorrow morning, said by Henry Ford. Under the banking system, we will never get out of debt. Who will pay back all the borrowing of money by our government? President can just give money to other countries without the people's consent and won't help its own people, like giving away $30 million to Ukraine or $40 million to other countries just recently while people are homeless, jobless, and foodless. Now, I talked about the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones had 10 commandments on it. On the top of the commandment, it said that the population they wanted to be left on the planet was 500 million. They also claim that they want a world war court, one world war court. Also, they wanted to be able to control the birthing, the population, the birth, how many shall be born. So you have to go on the internet and read those Ten Commandments of the elite. This is why someone probably bombed it. And they damaged it so bad that they had to take it down. That's why I said it's a spell. And it was there for years for people to look at. The elite puts things right in front of your face for you to look at to tell you what they're going to do. Now, I'm going to get to the list that I had done maybe 2 years ago, but I didn't finish the list. But I think the world should hear this list by the secret societies. Number one, an illusion. It will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create a separate front to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. Number three. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be to accomplish one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes that occur. We will always stand above the related, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. Number eight, we will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what is happening. Number nine, we will use soft metals, aging accelerants, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. Number 16, they will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. Now, today, you can see that with the diseases, the viruses that are come out, the spraying of the air, the poisoning of the water. Number 17, the soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts. Yet we will destroy their minds and reproductive system. Now, that's the same thing what was on the Georgia Guidestones, for them to control the reproductive system. So whatever they put in our blood, it may be able. Number 18, from all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. They know you know something is wrong. They know you can see. Number 20, the poison will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. Did you hear that? I'm going to repeat that again. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. So they have put poisons in your clothing. You buy new clothing and your skin start itching or you break out. So they put poison in there. And I also saw in the past that they put chips in the material. Number 20, the poison will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, and breathe, and wear. Number 21, we will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Did you hear that? So when you're watching the news and you see all these people dancing about the new medication, they're so happy to receive new medications. And then below it, it says, you might have heart palpitations. You might have kidney problems. You might have a rash. And it goes on. And they tell you right in front of you, when you take the medication, what it may cause. Number 22, those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. Number 23, they will see our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. Number 24, when they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their help. Now, do you hear that? World, do you hear that? I want you to hear this again about your children. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of the children and convince them it's for their health. Is this the reason why they wanted to vaccine the babies all the way to 5 or 6 years old? Is that the reason why? Number 25, we will start early on their minds are young. We will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. Number 26, when their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. Is this why they're promoting your teeth, where they put metal inside your gum to hold your teeth together? And in the past, when they put your teeth to fill the holes, they use poison in your teeth, mercury. That's what they were putting in the past. Number 27, when their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. So they make you sick, and then they tell you, well, we got medicine for you. Like, for instance, the pox that is out now. And when we first started hearing about the pox, when they first came out, the president got on the television, and he said, well, we got a vaccine for it. So they make you sick and tell you they got the medicine for it. And it may cause another problem after you take it. Now, 28, we will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will grow depressed, slow and obese, and when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. Did you hear that? So every time a virus come out, every time a disease come out, they got some more poison for you. Number 30, we will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so they may never be one with the oneness of it all. When they say the oneness of it all, they're talking about the Creator. So they will distract you with all this money. You go out there and kill people for money. And the money is fake. It's debt money. And after a while, they're going to take the money from you because they're putting everything on the internet. That's why these banks are trying to recruit you to pay you to open a online bank account. Oh, yeah, they're getting ready to do it. I don't know when they're going to do it, but you won't be able to use your money. So for anyone to go out there and kill a person for money, and the one money is monopoly money, it's not worth anything. They gave you an illusion that it was worth something. Number 31. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as a weapon. Did you hear that? When the virus came out, when the war came out, a lot of people were in fear. So this is how they control us, through fear. We're scared to come out of our house because somebody is just shooting in the neighborhood, that they don't have nothing to do with that. I want to read that one more time. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as a weapon. Track, Brother O. We now have music from Brother O.
Went to your first parade, and how you saw that glorious marching band coming down the street. Well, try to imagine with me, if you will, that you were the first to see the band coming down the way, growing bigger and bigger, and your heart pounding harder and harder. It always seemed to me that my heart was in perfect time with the big bass drum. Can you remember how you got that go to glory feeling? Feeling in your heart and in your mind and in your blood that some folk call religion. There are multitudes of people crying because they just won't try to understand. From the book I read, not one but all must follow him. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. There are multitudes, people dying. Seem like temptation rules over the land. You know those people should remember his commandment. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man, bringing in the sheep all over the world as fast as they can.
and enjoy the things we will repay. The Son of Man speaks of revelation. Oh, he's reaching out his hand. He has promised to bring us all salvation. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing a band, talking to the man. Bringing in the sheep all over the world, fast as they can.
Blessings. I'm back. I'm going to take a break from the list for a minute because I must apologize because I my paper on the Georgia Guidestones I couldn't find. So I'm going to do that right now so I can reveal to you what they had planned on those Georgia Guidestones. Okay. The monument had been vandalized at least a couple of times. Okay, the first commandment says, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Number three, unite humanity with a new living new language. I guess everybody's going to have one language. Number four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. They're going to rule your religion, how you believe. You will only be able to believe what they want you to believe. Number five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. So there will be a one court that makes judgment on the world. The judges that we see and the lawyers now, they will be out of work. Number six, let all nations rule internally, revolving external disputes in the world court. There it is right there. They have plans for a world court. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. So right there it tells you a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Number eight, balance personal rights with social duties. Number nine, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. This is why they talk about protecting certain canyons, certain forests, and things like that. Nature that they want to protect will be left for them, not us. So that is the Georgia Guidestones. And I must apologize from before, but I had to come back and repeat. So they made the rules on what they had planned for this earth. Now I'm going to go back to the list that the 1% made for the world. Number 32, we will establish their government and establish opposites. In, we will own both sides. Did you hear that? They will own both sides. So you think that when you vote for one person, they're different from the other one, but they own both sides. Number 33, we will always hide our objective, but carry out our plan. They're going to hide what they want to do. They're going to try to hide what they do, but they're still going to carry out their plan. Number 34, they will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their turmoil. Wow. From their toil. They will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their toil. So you will be a slave, like the most of the prisoners that they got in jail today. 6.5 million people. We got the most people in jail. And private companies have them working for pennies. Private companies own these prisons. Number 35, our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. Number 36, we will make them kill each other when it suits us. Isn't that what's going on now? Every day, somebody is shooting someone, someone in a car, someone walking down the street. The babies are being shot. Young people are being shot. I got to repeat that again. Our families, no, number 36, we will make them kill each other when it suits us. Number 37, we will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. Did you hear that? They're going to use religion. And then they're going to use the people that over the religion to help control you. Number 38. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. And as you can see, that's going on in the world. They tell us we jump. The same thing when they told us about the vaccine, that it was going to help us and that it was going to cure the virus. And then when you turn around, the virus, the vaccine only lasts for 6 months. Number 38, we will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. Number 39, we will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think they are guiding themselves. Number 40, we will foment animosity between them through our factions. So they plan for you to have anger, rage towards each other. Let me repeat that again. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. So there will be people working for them to create more and more chaos, to cause people to shoot and kill and murder people. Number 41. When a light shines among them, We shall extinguish it by ridicule or debt, whichever suits us best. And we have seen that in the past. When leaders spoke out, like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, President Kennedy, they were killed. Number 41, we will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. Oh, my, my, my. Did you hear that? Look what's going on in the world today. I want you to think about this list that they made that they don't want you to know about. I'm going to repeat that. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. Number 42, we will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally and anger as our friend. So you white supremacists out there, you think you're doing something? They got plans for you too. All you racist people out, because you're involved in this. You think that you're superior by you killing people, practicing racism. They got plans for you. Number 43, the hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. I'm going to say that again. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. So as they conspire to destroy the world, to destroy this country, they're going to sit back and watch you kill each other. Number 44, they will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. Number 45, we will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. Number 46, we will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. As you look at the situation with the virus, didn't they prosper off of death? Millions of people died, and the corporations prospered. Number 48, we will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. Number 49, we will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. Number 50, the tools will be provided for their own labor. Wow. The tools will be provided for their own labor. Number 51, we will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. They had all this plan, y'all. I hope y'all listening real good. Number 52, they must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think they are equal. Number 53. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one. 54. By drop, by drop, we will advance our goal. 54, 55. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. Oh, wow. Do you hear that? Now, I want you to know something. The indigenous black people in America own 20 million acres at one time. Now, they only own 2%. Not only that, many of the farmers are losing their land because it's being taken away from them. Many natural foods that we need to have, they're destroying the farms so we cannot have the natural foods. We can only have the foods that are created by Monsanto. Number 56, we will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. 56, we will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. Do you hear that? Remember I said earlier that the money was not worth anything? On the top of that dollar bill, it says debt. So every time they borrow money to spend for some other reason than to take care of their own people, they put us in debt. Who's going to have to pay back that debt money? We are. And recently, in March 2022, our president created an executive order 14067 ensuring responsible development of digital assets. Digital assets that has to do with banking online. This is what's getting ready to happen. I'm not sure when, but look up the executive order and read it. This to do with digital money, okay? We're at 56. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. They will own all of the media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the news. They will own the media. So they will manipulate you when they present certain things and certain issues on the media. 57, when they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they will have no weapons. Did you hear what I said? They will crush the people because they will not have any weapons. Take a look at the history of the Jews in Germany. Before they took them over, they took every last weapon from the Jews. And look what they did to them. Number 58, we shall recruit some of their own to carry out plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not us. So all of you that's doing the dirty work for the evil ones, and they promise you that you're going to have eternal life, well, they saying, you know, you won't have it. So you'll be doing all the murders and killings and robbings for nothing. which they will cause you to go straight to hell. Number 59, for their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel to the stars. Oh, they're going to travel to the stars, but you're not going to be involved in it. You did all that work for them. You lied, you cheated, you robbed, you killed. They're going to leave you right here on Earth, and they're going to be traveling the stars, the moon, Mars, and all this stuff. And you're going to be right here. Number 60, they will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. You won't never reach the realm of enlightenment because you follow what they ask you to do, to kill and murder. 61, the truth will be hidden in their faces. So closed, they will not be able to focus on it until too late. Remember I said they put things right in front of your face like the Georgia Guidestone? They put things in movies. But many times people watch movies and don't try to see exactly what the message that they are trying to send. So they said they're going to put it right in your face. Yes. Oh, yes, so grand. The illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are slaves. Oh, wow. World, do you hear that? We never was free. We've been slaves. They just tricked us. I want to repeat that again. Oh, yes, so grand the illusion of freedom. They will never know they are slaves. I'm almost done, brothers and sisters out there. 63, when all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. 64, when our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. 65, their mind will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time immemorial. So they establish our beliefs. And we fighting over what we believe. They establish a lot of these religions we have today. 67. But if they ever find out they are equal, we shall perish then. This they must never know. Did you hear that? But if they ever find out they are equal, we shall perish. This they must never know. 67, if they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. 68, they must never ever find out what we have done. For if they do, we shall have no place to run. For it will be easy to see who are what the veil is. And see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are. And they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. Oh, you see who they are? Let me read that one more time. Find out what we have done. For if they do, we shall have no place to run. For it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. Is this why they're building their homes underground? With fortified walls deep under the earth, where they can look out and see what the damage that they have done to the people and of the earth while they're underground. 69. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our and future lives. For this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. Number 70, this covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We, the ones who from heaven to earth came. Oh, listen to that. Do you understand who they are now? It said, this covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We, the ones who fell from heaven to earth. 71, and this is the end. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. It must never, never, ever be written or spoken of. For if it is, the consciousness it will spawn will release the fury of the prime creator upon us. And we shall be cast to death, to the death from whence we came, and remain in there until the end of time of infinity itself. That's the end of the list. Now do you see who we are dealing with? They said that they came from heaven to the earth. Brother O, do we have a caller?
You sure do. Waiting patiently. We have two callers, so we're going to follow through like that. Anybody wants to press one right now, please be, you know, by all means. Call number one, you're live right now with the front porch by Sister Betsy right here at WBNN.
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking to?
Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Hey, Miss Betsy, how you doing?
So, brother.
Oh, I'm excellent tonight. And I'm going to say this, you know, you're reading it off on them because it's sad that a lot of us, you know, we unfortunately, a large number of us out here, are not up to speed on this kind of information, and based on the fact that we living during the times today where everything that you read off is happening to us as yeah. people. And most importantly, what I want to say is that the main subject on why people are still feeling like slaves and trapped is because of their misguidance. And this misguidance that I'm speaking of is based upon all these things in which you read off. And more importantly, in what you're saying, and these who you're talking about, the description of these people are the people who were casted. When you heard this, you summarized it and said, this is what was casted out of the heavens. And we know what was casted out of the heavens, the devil people. And these were the soldiers that fell down with him. These are the people who follow him. These are the people who work for him. And all these things in which he read off and for you to misguide you and lead you off, because there's nowhere on this earth where we're not here. We everywhere. And this misguidance in which this is for everyone that walks this earth, because that's the misguidance from the devil. These things, this list that you read off, were lists for people who worship the devil to do. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, don't forget that a part of this list is the religion. And the religion, sadly, that the religion that was upon this list is sadly that the majority of the people that we're trying to protect here follows this one. follows the one that they speak of. That's the one that they follow, sadly. And this is the one, and these are the things that are the keys to the misguidance. Because as long as you're misguided, then that's the whole thing. They were casted down, so they want you to stay casted down. And this is how they're going to do it, with all those things on that list. So people, if you were paying attention correctly, and you took heed to anything in which was read from this lead, from these lists, and from these this paramount tremendous virtuous information in which people should utilize and wake up and smack yourselves in the face, throw cold water on your face, you know what I'm saying? Because these are things that you need to pay attention to and teach others. Teach yourself first and pay attention. And if you didn't hear it, play this show back, because everything that she read off on that page from the banks, look at all the Bitcoin nonsense. Look at all the NFT nonsense. They robbed you. Mm-hmm. All these things that they spoke about in this list, they're doing it. They've done so. They've been doing some of these things. And again, more importantly, the most important thing on this list that they've been doing was misguiding you all with their religion.
Yes.
And pay attention to which one that is.
Yes.
The other night we spoke upon how many million places in which these people established this. How many million places in which they established this was spoke upon the other night. So you tell me, which religion are they speaking upon when they put this on this list to destroy us?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia. Shout out to Sister Betsy, the whole WBNN. Brother O, we smashing it. Peace out. Check your satellites.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you. Man, he said a mouthful. I love that brother. I love that brother. He said a mouthful. We have caller number two. Peace and blessings to you.
Hi, Sylvester. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, my sister. How are you?
I am okay. I wanted to call in and support the show. I was listening to that list, and I could not help but remember the government's role in the Tuskegee experiment.
Yes.
They actually had a cure for that one and didn't use it. So what you're talking about is extremely relevant. That list is just unbelievable. I never knew it existed. So thank you for that.
Yes. Yes, thank you, sister. And, you know, you remember the sister that they took her cancer cells and took her cancer cells and sent them to scientists around the world. They kept her cells because they found that her cells were still living. They were multiplied. So how do you think that they're providing all these viruses and diseases? You know?
It just makes you wonder. It makes you wonder what they're doing.
Yes. Well, I thank you, my sister, and I love your comment. And let us know when your show is and the date, please.
Sure. My show is Breaking the Silence, and my next show will be Friday, August the 12th on WBNN.
All right. All right. Support my sister, Manto. All right. Do we have another caller?
Yeah, before we do that, we also the man that you just talked to, the incomparable Clev One. He's a new intern at WBNN, Sister Bessie. Hope you get a chance to listen to his show later on in August. And he's brand new to our network, and real proud of him and what he's doing on a constant basis. And one thing he's doing, and, you know, I always talk about it, you know, it's wonderful when we have new people that support. So we're looking for some of the old folks to support, too. Let's go to call number three.
Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with? And
speaking
where are you from?
Speaking of Terrence Trump, Sister Bessie, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Brother Terrence. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's my adopted son, everybody out there.
So I'm really enjoying the show. This list is just something else. You know, it's very powerful what you're talking about tonight, because it's just like Clev One says, it's mirroring a lot of what's going on. I think for a lot of us is that we have to understand what to do with this type of information. I just don't feel like we know what to do with it. It's like we hear it, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have to be aware of not remembering or knowing the history and discarding it, because we are in danger of repeating it again in the future. And this is, you know, this makes us aware, you know what I'm saying? And we have to be cognizant of it. I just think a lot of times we tune a lot of this stuff out, but it's very, very important for us to remain cognizant of, because having this type of knowledge allows us to be able to navigate better in the future. And the more aware we are, then we can navigate a whole lot better in the future. So I'm glad you're talking about this stuff. Just like I said, you're the conscious of WBNN.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Terrence. I appreciate that a lot, my brother. When is your show coming on and the date, Brother Terrence?
My show is going to be, I believe, August 2nd. So the 2nd of August. Yeah.
All right. You know I love you. You're my adopted son. And thank you for your support.
Thank you. No problem.
Okay. Brother O, we have anyone else?
Yeah, we do. We have another caller right now. Caller, you're on the line right now, Sister Bessie and Brother O and the front porch right here at WBNN.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Philly. And it's your true friend, Will of God, with a brand new phone. And Brother O, like, you know what? I don't know who this is. So you got another caller. Because you'd be like, hey, I know who it is, Sister Bessie. Now he all like, this could bob it in. Let me play with him. Like, yo, what's up, Brother O? What's up, dog? You all right?
Oh, hi, my brother.
He on mute. Yo, listen. How you living, lady? And oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. You know, if you go get them daggone free phones that are giving out at Barn Island, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can use those phones and them damn phones. You know what? Psh, boy, you could call into the radio station without getting that damn freaking text thing y'all got. What's the thing called? It makes you beautiful. Call in.
Yeah, wait a minute, Brother Will. Don't let them know, because they gonna mess with those phones too.
Well, man, those phones already been messed with. That's why they trying to give it to us for free. See, a lot of people don't understand. Their phones is already tracked in and triggered. You know what I mean? You just like, wait a minute, with my trigger, they might just blow up once they get the 6G. You got the phone in your ear, so you too stupid to get earphones. You know what I mean? Not the earphone you put in your ear, but the earphone you can have a damn wire to, where you're like, hold up, the Bluetooth thing might not, because, you know, I thought about it too. I was just thinking out the box. Imagine the Bluetooth to have a bad signal, and it sounds like one of them chirping things you do. It sounds like a sound wave, and it can make you go deaf, like a piercing sound, like, but it'd be really loud and potent. And you got it in your ear, and you're like, ow. Next you know, you deaf, and everybody, yo, watch out for the car. You're like, what? Boom, another person did. All the damn phones just froze. And you're like, damn, I have my ears gone. So you're going to know who had a phone. Because everybody going to walk the same way. They're going to either have the left ear or somebody burnt the hell
up. I love you, Brother Will. Listen, Brother Will.
Do you have any comment on the list? Huh?
Do you have any comment on the things that we're talking about tonight, the list?
Well, that's the problem. I just tuned in when I found out what the hell's going on, because I found out that I saw my text say Sister Bessie. So I said, die now. Brother O sent me Sister Bessie. I ain't get a chance to read nothing. So what's the list? So I can go right in on it real quick and trade off and get on.
Oh, the list, I talked about two things, the Georgia Guidestones and also the list that has caused chaos around the world and control of the world, this planet, by a small group of individuals.
Well, now I can talk about something. Now, one thing I got to say real quick, because I know people got calls and we got to get them in. People, if y'all don't understand languages, understand signs. If you can't understand signs, understand God. God will show you something by either using the weather, or the weather could be controlled. You might get that confused, too, because you're like, no, that could be God. No, the government did that one. You see a tornado come and take away your parents' house, specifically your parents' house, but your house stands still. Government got that, buddy. You know what I'm talking about? But other signs, such as the birds chirping and all that stuff, you're going to see it. See, when you see chaos, the animals start doing things differently because they got to, they start walking around with animal like they see in a damn snake. And then all types of crazy stuff because you know there's a spirit in it. That's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk around, you see it coming, and it's coming real hard and hard. If you make it small, one bad apple could spoil the bunch. And everybody else might turn into chaos. Then people's going to get used to chaos. Then they're going to want to love chaos. What they're doing right now with the damn news and daggone TV shows, we love chaos. If it ain't chaos, we don't want to watch it. We don't want to see Bugs Bunny walk around with some ice cream. Niggas like, get the hell out of here, man. That ain't going to work. We want to see somebody die. We want to see something go crazy. You're used to it so much. So now if you look at this new world and you got this small team of people doing something, understand they probably had agenda to come out in different aspects all around the world, because the news in one city is saying one thing while the other news is saying another thing, and we are being kept and caught up. So get ready for all the animals to come out that's going to show you either they're nut or they're cool as hell. You just got to be prepared and get your stuff called countermeasures in line. So if anything come at you, you have a countermeasure to know how to get the way out, or else you're going to die that night. My show called Truth Bell by Will of God. I'm sorry, people, if I got ignorant and made y'all understand a different type of concept. But don't trust no one or nobody. Just trust God. Because he's going to let you see something. If you can't see it, you might be confused. How is your boy?
When you, Will, when is your show coming on? Will? My brother?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad. You know, I got me. I was like, mixed up. But it's Truth Bell. But what a guy on Friday, the last Friday of the month. I don't even know if it's this Friday or next Friday. But I still haven't got a topic yet because I'm trying to warm up and find out what the city is like without watching TV so far. God darn, it's a difference. Later.
All right. Thank you, brother. You know I love you, Will.
All right. Now, Will of God is on next Friday night. So that'd be wonderful. Getting ready for the big, big spill, y'all. And that'll be July 29th. Now, of course, you know, we're going to have our final thoughts by Sister Bessie. And, of course, it's attracted, you know, is near and dear to her heart. Hey, Lauren, speaking.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. I'm You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Everything Sister Bessie said tonight, I believe. You know, there's goodness in this world. Let's keep believing and doing the right things and be hearers and doers. Okay, Sister Bessie came up with an outstanding sister tonight. Not only be hearers, but be doers. Protect your family, you know, but protect yourself first. You know, last week we talked about adulting. You know, proper adulting brings forth proper parenting. That is the key. Let's do better, guys, all around the world. Let's be better people in our own communities, not just neighborhoods. Now, tomorrow night, of course, you know, we don't do radio shows on Saturday. You know, we all must rest. But on Sunday, we come right back with News Forum with our anchor, and WBN Linear New Host of the Year for the Class of 2021, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Dr. Chinchilla J, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here at WBNN, Sunday News Forum. Now, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. And, of course, Ola Dele Malay will go see at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. That goes to mygmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, when goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Nominee and the 2021 WBNN Anna Waddell Award winning recipient, the host of the year, Sister Bessie the Truther. You have 3 minutes left to go in the program.
I did this show tonight because many of us are concerned about the world. I'm concerned about the children. I'm concerned about the shootings. I'm concerned about your heart. If you don't believe in the Creator, you're going to fall short. Please change your heart and learn how to love again. And look to the heavens to give you strength and courage to change what the evil ones are doing to this planet. You don't have to be what they want you to be. Be what the Creator wants you to be. Try to love again and respect each other. So I send my love and peace to the world. It's all about love. Peace and blessings to everyone. Good night.